Now, have you ever been on a holiday and life has thrown you a curveball? Tino Maanen was working as a police officer in Amsterdam for a decade when, in 2009, he came back to Australia for another holiday down under. And this time, the Dutchman headed to the West Coast. And as Tino told Erin Park, he was in Perth when he decided to call into the police academy for a look around.
So I decided to have a look at the police academy. I was toured around, and they had a what they call a transitional program for police officers from overseas to transition to Western Australia. And I was surprised about that, and I said, that'd be interesting. Would I be able to do that? And they said, yeah, do you want to do an interview right now? And,
but you're on holidays at this point.
That's right, yeah. So it was quite a bit of surprise, and but I was in a good mood, so I said yes. And they booked me in for physical and the psychological test the next week. And I came through and they offered me a job. That's what I did, and I haven't regretted it since.
Wow, yeah. That's a really brave, like it's a very adventurous thing to do.
It is. So you really think, well, I'm on holiday here, I should... But no, this came up, and I think it had to be. I really enjoyed being here in Australia, and it's fantastic being a police officer here. Coming from a small, I don't know if your listeners know anything about Holland at all, but it's a very small country. It's about 300 kilometers across. Mm-hmm. About 17 million people live there, so it's very mm-hmm. crowded. And mm-hmm. so the distance between Halls Creek and Broome is 700 kilometers, so that's more than twice the distance. So there's no comparison. But when you come from such a small country, that's what you, when you look at Australia, you see the red dirt and you see the country. So that's what I wanted to experience.
What do your friends and family in Holland make of all this?
Well, my parents, they're very proud of what I've done. They miss me terribly, obviously. It's unique, obviously, to become a police officer here in Australia. So they keep telling everybody they meet, yeah, my son is a police officer in Australia. So they're very proud.
And how does policing up here in Halls Creek compare with the work that you were doing day to day in Holland?
There's no comparison at all. It is really completely different. Obviously, things that are comparables, like talking to the people, trying to reason with them, trying to find solutions for people, that's still the same. But the whole policing, your powers are different, the way you speak to people is different. And especially in a community, a small community where you're part of the community, makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. When you're in a big city, you're anonymous, nobody knows you, and you basically know nobody. Where it's contrast here, a lot of people know, everybody knows the police in town. And the police have a good contact with the people in town in a small community, so you know everybody almost, and that's just a really helpful thing, because you can rely on each other and you need to trust each other.
What was your first impression sort of Halls Creek when you came, be honest?
My first impression, it was pretty similar to how Mount Magnet was when I first started there. I noticed that in the time that I worked there, the workload for police has dropped quite significantly. So it compares a bit to Mount Magnet, how it was when I started. It's a lot busier. But what I notice is if I put my hand up and wave to people, people wave back. And that's a very good indication of what the relationship is between police and the public. So I had straight from the start, I had a good feeling. This is people are all right here. Yeah, the children are smiling. They don't put their hoodies up when they see police and turn away. So I think that's a good, very good start.
Have you heard about the summers here?
I have heard about the wet season. I enjoy thunderstorms, so I'm really looking forward to that period of time.
Well, Tino Maanen is in for a treat come summer. That is Senior Constable Tino Maanen, who's now based at the Halls Creek Police Station. He was speaking to Erin Park about leaving Holland for a new life as a West Australian police officer. How about that? Being in the West on holiday, just pops in on the off chance to say good day to the police academy, and then they say, you want to do a job interview now? Well, fast forward 10 years and he is a country copper. Great story.